Now, it is GCSE day today, and of course, young people will be getting their results. Many will be celebrating. Let's hope the most of you are. If you've done the work, you should be in good form today. As far as the results are concerned, improved GCSE results, an increase in the A star to C grades. Performance in English and maths continues to rise as well. Boys have shown a notable improvement. You know the way the girls usually hammer the boys? Well, they've closed the gap, so to speak. But the girls are still ahead, and there's an increase in participation across the STEM subjects, the science subject, the technology, the maths and so on. All of this is hugely important. I'm not actually surprised by the increase in participation in the STEM subjects. So when the likes of Centinus, the group, have been running initiatives for the best part of a decade or more now, and that, you know, that's beginning to bear fruit. So it's great to see that the young people are fully aware of the science, technology and everything to do with engineering and mathematics and whatever, because that indeed could be the future. Now, congratulations to you if you have excelled this morning. Congratulations to you if you've achieved what you set out to achieve. Everyone's definition of excelling will be different, even if you're disappointed. My goodness me, it is not the end of the world. You are but 16 or 17 years of age, and there's loads of opportunity in the future. A variety of options, including one from, for example, the Belfast Met. I want to speak to Jonathan Hegarty from the Belfast Metropolitan College. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jonathan, young people, and they are very young, even though they'll be out partying tonight and they think they're all grown up and whatever. When you're at GCSE level, you are very young. It doesn't necessarily have to be a crossroads. It's just almost a stopping off point, isn't it?
I think that's right, and I think nowadays we have got so many options for young people to look at in terms of careers and future qualifications. And certainly within Belfast Met and across the six colleges in Northern Ireland, we have a whole host of qualifications. I think at this time of year it's important for students, whatever their grades were, to take a few moments and to think about what it is that they may want to do into the future, because there are so many choices for them.
Some people, of course, will automatically continue to stay in the school they're in, go on to do their A-levels. That seems to be the pattern for the majority. But there'll be others who will think, you know, maybe I'm not cut out for A-levels. Maybe I'd like to work or study in a different environment. How much advice should they take on that? Or many mums and dads will say, you're safer in the school that you know.
Well, I think school is an option for many people, but I think that vocational education, and that's really what further education is all about, are skills and jobs and courses that are all aligned to industry. And a lot of people really benefit from coming to a college environment where they're treated as adults, but they also get courses that are directed towards particular jobs. And there's a whole range of different types of qualifications. We have apprenticeships, which are really earn-as-you-learn type of courses where somebody will be employed and they'll come to college on a day release program. And that way, they're actually earning money as they're learning. But we also have then, within colleges, we also deliver A-levels, but we have vocational qualifications like BTECs that many people will be familiar with. And again, those are qualifications that have been designed with industry and are there to give skills to young people so that they can enter the workforce with exactly the requirements that the industry needs.
People get the impression that if you go to further education college, it's going to cost money. Is that right?
That's not right. The good news is many of our qualifications are paid for by the government, and certainly within the age bracket that we're talking about this morning, 16 to 18, there will be no payment for the courses that those age of people will be enrolling on. But indeed, many of our courses are still paid for by the government, and we're very thankful to the department for that.
So someone who's in a school, who's just got their GCSE results, who's thinking, I'd like to go to Belfast Met, if they transfer across to, they could transfer across to do A-levels, couldn't they?
That's indeed right. We have a very large A-level provision, which is very successful. So A-levels is an option within Belfast Met and indeed a number of colleges around Northern Ireland.
Is there not a bit of a risk, however, for a 16-year-old going across to what is a more relaxed environment, whereby in school you've the uniform and you've got the form teacher and you've got the assembly and it's almost a bit military-like, whereas if you go to a further education college, you have to be, I suppose, mature enough to be independent because the big whip isn't cracked just as much.
Well, I think certainly it's true that a college isn't like a school, but it is a very stable and supported learning environment, and pastoral care is extremely important to us, and each of our students will have a pastoral care tutor. And we make sure that from the day that the student will enter the college, that they do have that support. And we also ensure that we make contact with the folks at home to make sure that there's parental understanding of what's happening in the college. And we've got open days and open evenings. And of course, our tutors are more than happy to talk to young people whenever they want to get information and advice. Indeed, Frank, today at Belfast Met, we are going to have a careers drop-in service, and that will run from today until the 4th of September. But on top of that, today at 10:30 and then at 12 and then at 3 p.m., we have an information session that people can just drop in and find out from experts about the different types of qualifications that are available within further education, and also where we have spaces within our courses.
There will also be some mature students who've sat GCSEs. Maybe they've been away from education for a considerable time. They've fallen foul of whatever the system was that they were that was open to them in the past, and they've made up for it in the last year by knuckling down and studying independently. The likes of the further education colleges could be an excellent next step for people like that.
I think that's exactly right, and we do have many adult learners within our colleges, and I think, you know, quite often it does take maybe some time for people to get to a point where they do return to study. And lifelong learning, which is a term that I'm sure you're familiar with and has been mentioned for many years now, that's something that colleges are really very much into. And again, anybody who is in that situation, we'd be more than delighted to speak to them and give them advice and guidance. I should also say that the Department for Employment and Learning also have an online service which will offer careers advice as well. And just like them, we ensure that we give impartial advice. So somebody coming to Belfast Met or any of the colleges within the region will be able to get advice which is actually geared towards the individual and not to benefit the college.
And just finally, Jonathan, as an educationalist, how do you feel that we have a situation yet again where young people at the other end of the spectrum are leaving student life, are leaving school, are leaving the whole world of study without anything to show at GCSE level? They are in a very difficult place as they go out and look for employment, aren't they?
I think that it's a challenge to us, and I think it's a challenge to everybody who is involved in education, and it's something that we're all striving to improve. But I think for those young people especially, the message that I would want to give to them this morning is that there are options for them too. And if they come along to Belfast Met or to any of the colleges, we can sit with them and give them advice and start them on their journey. And there are lots of different options that they can take, and lots of different courses from business management. They can do applied science, they can do sports studies, they can do IT. We've got so many courses, and we've got courses at different levels. And for students who are moving on from GCSEs and they're happy with the results, then we've got courses that will take them further. But also then those young people who perhaps haven't achieved in the way they would like to have done, we can start them off on their educational journey within FE as well.
Yeah, and that environment might be good for them, might be a change to the routine of school, and, you know, they could finally sparkle, but my goodness, they should try and get some of the basic qualifications. There's hardly a job on earth now that doesn't require that sort of certificate. Jonathan, good speaking to you. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jonathan Hegarty there from the Belfast Met, and they're open with their invitation. It could be the future for you, any of the regional colleges across Northern Ireland. Maybe you're staying on at school. That's, of course, what most people do. Or you could be deciding, right, I'm getting out now. I've got what I need, and I'm going to get my hands dirty. I'm going to do real work. I'm going to earn money. What are the options that are open to you? What are you considering? And indeed, how much are you celebrating? Has it been a great morning for you?